Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
It's July 23rd, the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now, for some reason, the liturgical cycle interrupts the smooth flow of Mark's dynamic text to interject a very different kind of literary form in John's story of the multiplication of loaves and fishes, with its theological and mystical overtones. A good deal of ink has been spilt trying to account for this miracle. We miss the point, however, of Jesus' life and work when we try to present him without miracles. They were signs, not proofs as they were made out to be today. In this particular case, however, we miss the point even more if we reach the gospel as a miracle story. In fact, it is Eucharistic, interpreted in this context early in the church when the Eucharistic liturgy in its primitive form was already part of the church, a meal that replicated in some fashion the death of Jesus, worshiped God, and drew the community together with one another and with God. However, it doesn't always work that way, as this story of mine will indicate. Once upon a time, a crowd of young people, in this day and age folks under 35, poured out of the 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon mass and promptly engaged in a fierce argument, the kind that one hears sometimes between Cub fans and Sox fans. They were members of a young adult group who went around doing good things. They were admirable, dedicated, enthusiastic men and women, of whom the pastor said they were a credit to the parish. The pastor, of course, is the same wise old Monsignor that always figures in my stories. They were arguing that Sunday morning about their next project. Normally, they tutored inner-city high school students who were preparing for college boards. However, there was also an environmental demonstration that day. The more liberal young people insisted that the environmental project was more important. The more conservative young people said they had a solemn obligation to help minority students make it into college. Neither group, of course, would budge an inch. So right up there in front of the church after the liturgy, they all lost their tempers. The team broke into two groups. Both sides insisted they would never work with the other again. They departed very angry. The young priest, who heard the argument, shook his head in dismay. "I don't think," Monsignor said, "either side understands what the liturgy means." "Oh, no," said the Monsignor. "A lot of them never understand what it really means."
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's AGREELEY.com.